Hello, Pillow Talk Audio. I'm going to dip my toe in recording. I haven't done anything for quite a while, so I'm going to kind of get back into it by doing the little audio questionnaire of slumber. And I apologize, I have a little bit of a cold, so I might be sniffling a lot, so I apologize. So, number one, how many pillows do you sleep with, and how do you arrange them? I sleep with two. And I am constantly punching them and pushing them, and I have one king size pillow and one regular size pillow, and I am very particular. The king size pillow has to go on the bottom, the regular size pillow has to go on top. I'm very picky about that. So yeah, I'm sort of a little crazy about how I sleep. Number two. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler, or do you prefer your own space? I like to cuddle, but only up to a certain point. I get very hot when I sleep, so I don't like to cuddle all night. Plus, I don't sleep real well on my back or on my side, so yeah. I can go either way, but I really do prefer my own space. When you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? Definitely wrapped up by them. Definitely. Definitely. Number four, what is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Okay. This is a little weird. I count backwards from 100, and if that doesn't help, and it doesn't, it usually does. Usually I get to like 60s, in the 60s somewhere, and I'm usually kind of drift off. But if it doesn't work, and I get all the way down to 1, I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I start back over again, and I count down from 100 in German, which is weird, but it usually does work. Usually I get to like 60, you know, in the 70s or 60s, and I fall asleep. Because, I don't know, I'm making my brain work on something that's not natural for me, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, I count down from 100, and then if that doesn't work, I count down from 100 in German. Yeah. Feel free to call me weird if you want. Excuse me. Number five, what position do you sleep in? I sleep on my stomach. Definitely on my stomach. That's how I sleep the best. I sleep on my side okay, but I really sleep best on my stomach. Number six, have you ever listened to recordings and pillow talk to help you fall asleep? Yes, I have. Recently, I went through a pretty stressful time. I was visiting family, and it was fun, but it was stressful. It was out of my normal routine, and I didn't have my own car. I mean, it was fun, but it was stressful, and getting, you know, to visit everybody, because I live far away from my family now, and so getting to visit everybody and make everybody happy, it was just a very stressful time. So I discovered, I can't remember his name off the top. It's Auditory Additive, I think is his name. He's Swedish, and he did a reading in Swedish, and it's like 15 minutes. And that, I don't know if he was serious when he said in the comment that it has been proven that hearing whispers in Swedish makes you fall asleep, but it totally worked. It totally worked. And I even sent him a message and was like, thank you so much for this. It's made my life so much easier lately. And I just put my earbuds in and let it go. And I'd wake up, you know, 45 minutes to an hour later, and my earbuds would be on, and it was all quiet, and it was really cool. So yeah, I definitely have listened to Pillow Talk audio to help me fall asleep here lately. Excuse me. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or a TV? No, I do not. Do ceiling fans count? Because I'm a good Southern girl, and I have to have my ceiling fan going on high all year round, even in the middle of winter. Luckily, I live in a hot place all year round, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I have to have my ceiling fan going. Not music or TV, but definitely my ceiling fan. Number eight, am I a restful sleeper? Or am I more like a wrecking ball? Oh god, I'm such a wrecking ball. I am all over the place. We have a king-size bed, and I usually end up somewhere in the middle of the night, and blankets are all wrapped up, you know, all over the place, and my pillows are all bunched up, and I do not, I'm definitely not a restful sleeper. I've always been very restless. Number nine, what do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? Usually, I think about all the things that I've done. This is really bad. That I have screwed up on during the day. Like, I should have said this, or I should have done that, or, I shouldn't have bought that today, or, yeah, I usually go back through and think of all the things that I did wrong, which is really not good. And then I'll think about the things that I have to do tomorrow, and all the ways that I can screw that up, because, that's the way my mind works, is what can I do to screw things up? Number nine, what? Oh, wait, that was number nine. Sorry. I'm reading this off the computer and my eyes are having trouble. Number 10, how many nights in a week do you need to come before you fall asleep? Not usually. If I can't sleep, if I'm really restless, which is every night, but if I'm super duper restless, then it usually will help. But that's like once every 3 or 4 weeks. It's not once a week. So I wouldn't say I need it even once a week. It would be nice. It would certainly be wonderful, but it doesn't usually happen. So, oh well. So thanks for listening, Pillow Talk Audio. This is fun. I'm excited to do more. So yeah, have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.